Are they tied up out front?
Andrew looked past Jane to the street and gave every effort to ignore the thumping in his chest at the sight of her. She was effortlessly stylish in button-up jeans and a tucked-in white tee. But there was something about her appearance, maybe the snug fit of the shirt or the confident way she stood there, that left little room for remembering this woman was Nick's little sister. Perfectly shaped brows furrowed over her big dark eyes. Who? What?
The horses.
The pitch of her brows shifted, and her glossed lips pursed as a hand went to the curve of her hip. Oh, the horses that dragged me back, you mean? No, they're refueling back at the house after the long journey.
Right.
Andrew laughed at her sass, just as sharp as he remembered. He'd learned years ago that his goddaughter's spirit animal was a parrot. He should have known anything he'd said in Maddie's presence was fair game to be repeated.
Seriously, what are you doing here? Is Maddie okay?
She's great. Jane flipped her phone over and over in her hands. When she told me about the 4-H competition coming up, I figured there wasn't any reason she had to miss it. So here we are.
Here you are.
He let a slow smile form. Jane cleared her throat and shifted her weight. So, the internet, please? There was a hint of desperation in her voice that tugged at Andrew's heart. He nodded toward the empty chairs in the lobby.
Be my guest. I'd hate for you to miss out on that big partnership. Sounds impressive.
Thanks. Every muscle in her body seemed to relax.